Spy Hunter. So played underneath the game. Marks and Reese are back. Joel Embiid in 1 second, but if you didn't hear this earlier, so it was announced today that Jeffrey Lurie's has a new documentary coming out. It's called The Meaning of Hitler, ironically, or maybe not so ironically. It's been in the work for 3 years, and it is based off of the 1978 best-selling book of the same title. It was used as a guide for the documentary. It was filmed in 9 countries over 3 years. And Jeffrey Lurie said in a statement, "We couldn't be prouder that The Meaning of Hitler is the first completed film made by our new documentary production company, Play Action Pictures. I envision Play Action to be a leading creative force for films that engage with the most crucial and challenging issues of our time, the rise of white supremacy in the United States and the world over the over are among the most important and serious threats that we face today." So there you go. So he actually has a documentary that's coming out about Hitler.
Maybe one of the things, the action steps that Sean could do is to watch the documentary.
Maybe. Maybe. So that news just came out today. Very interesting. So also coming up in a couple weeks here is Judgment Week. And it's what did we get wrong, right? Like, what in Philadelphia sports did we get wrong over the course of however many years here, right? Well, that's what Judgment Week's all about, what we've been wrong about. We're looking for the people in Philadelphia sports that you may have judged too early or that you were wrong about. We're going to pick the best ones and talk about them during Judgment Week. That starts July 20th. So here's how you vote. Go to 94WIP.com/judge to tell us who you were wrong about. 94WIP.com/judge. I will not be going to that website, Joe, because I've been wrong about nobody.
Oh, I'll go. I'll admit my wrongs.
What have you been wrong about?
I was
Carson Wentz.
Nope. No way. spot on about that. I'll tell you what I was wrong about. I thought when Chip got here, I thought he was going to succeed. Now, yeah. About halfway through, I realized that this was going in the wrong direction. But like the initial thought on,
I was
Chip,
wrong about Chip.
I think a lot of people. I mean, I think for the most part, it was excitement when he got here.
It may have been college radio, but the first radio show I ever did, I said, is the best coach in team history.
There it is.
Look at you.
Team history.
Oh, yeah. Threw that take out very early.
Wow.
I think it might have been after the Washington game.
Actually, yeah. With Chip, originally, when there was a lot of talk, remember, it was like, is he going to come? Is he not going to come? Is he going to come? Is he not going to come?
It was the Gus Bus was the other candidate.
The Gus Bus.
Gus Bradley.
I love the Gus Bus kind of because of the name. But I was also, so early on with Chip, I was like, high school Harry, he's got a college offense that won't work in the NFL. Then they signed him and I was excited. And then I was sold right away. Sold right. I mean, it was like, wow, it's amazing. Like he's revolutionary, you know, revolutionary in college football. Now he's in the NFL. Like everything that he's done, it's like
Bill Walsh.
Yeah, Belichick. No, we used Belichick as the. We finally got the next great thing.
Yep.
And
it looked that way for a little while. I mean, they obviously
season and a half.
Yeah, out of nowhere they win. They get the playoffs first year, win the division, then the next year. What was it, Thanksgiving in Dallas? Mark Sanchez, the quarterback. They went to 9-3.
Remember him sliding?
Yeah.
He did like a big slide. It's like oh, my God.
Yeah, he fixed Sanchez.
Sanchez, everybody wins with Chip.
This guy can win with any quarterback. And then from then on, it was just over.
Total fraud.
The Sanchez is going to realize he's a top 5 pick.
There it is.
Chip fixed him. Mm-hmm. The Chip Kelly era, everyone was
total fraud. No, I mean, once they figured him out, he had no counter move.
And the players didn't like it.
And it wasn't even an offense. It was just a gimmick. It was the hurry up of everything.
Well, then the second year early in the year, the other team was shouting at the plays. Like, they knew it was coming.
They knew it was coming.
He traded away Foles for Sam Bradford, and away we went.
Yep. So I was wrong. I ended up being wrong about Chip, like a lot of people were. So you have that. All right, so we'll tell you about what Joel Embiid's doing today. Kendrick Perkins on ESPN. So you remember, Embiid was... So I don't think he was complaining. Was he complaining or just saying he was nervous about going down there into the bubble?
He initially didn't like the bubble.
He didn't like the idea, which, by the way, is fine. I mean, it's fine to say. Kendrick Perkins didn't like it. Here it is.
Look, do you want to hoop or not? I don't hear none of the other contenders complaining. Evelyn complaining. He's saying tech ball. I don't hear LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard complaining. I don't hear Jason Tatum and Giannis complaining. And all they talking about is how they going to try to defend their championship. I don't see them complaining. By the way, they got a tournament that's going on right now, a TBT tournament. in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm pretty sure those guys are not going to be in a billion-dollar bubble, or they not in a great situation. They not complaining. They down there hooping. So I don't want to hear all that. To me, this is just an excuse. To get knocked out, this is going to be an excuse because their superstar was halfway in. His mental wasn't there. Oh, yeah. I'm complaining. I don't know. I don't like the idea. Man, go down there and hoop. I ain't trying to hear that, man. That's a billion-dollar bubble. Check ball like Patrick Beverly say. Check it up.
There he is.
Kendrick does not hold back.
Friend of the show, Kendrick Perkins.
Yes.
I just love it when we had Kendrick Perkins on.
It was on many times, yes. Well, I mean, whatever. He Joel Embiid does a lot of talking, all right? Like, he's going to go down there and he's going to be Joel Embiid. Now, today he left. They left for Orlando. He landed in Orlando. You see what he was wearing? He's got it's the all-white suit, like he's going into a laboratory.
It's a hazmat suit.
Yes, all white with the mask, the big pants, white T-shirt, big jacket, hat, everything else. So, yeah, he's a true showman. Joe Giglio.
Look, if he's nervous, and that's okay. I mean, everyone's got a different emotion on everything we're dealing with right now. It does feel like he's making a little bit of a joke of it today. Like, let's be real here, Joel. You don't have to wear a plastic suit. Like, there's precautions that we've all been told to take, and to take the right way, and
he
you don't need to wear a plastic suit.
He's being Joel Embiid. He's
making a joke of it.
But this is what he does. It's not just about basketball with him. And by the way, here's why he does it. Because the video that NBC Sports Philadelphia put out on Twitter has 1 million views in 2 hours and 2.5 hours.
Well, Kendrick
a million views.
Kendrick says just hoop. Yeah, it's not the hoop.
But that is not what he does. He's just not a hooper. That's for sure. Back to the phones. Benjamin in Downingtown. Go ahead, Ben.
You know, once in the bubble, that might be a really good thing for Joel. Then he could just focus on basketball only.
Good point.
Once he's in it. But we'll see what happens because Joel is Joel, of course. But has anybody said Street Fighter 2 for an arcade game?
Street Fighter came up. I don't know about Street Fighter 2.
Or Contra.
I don't remember Contra in the arcade, though.
Yeah, where you walked around and you got a gun, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger as you got those little glowing orbs or whatever it was.
Oh, I remember the game on Nintendo. Up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, left, right. B-A-B-A, select start if you're playing two players. But I just don't remember it. I don't remember it in the arcade. I don't know. I mean, I guess it was there. Like, I remember Double Dragon in the arcade. And then I had that on Nintendo, too.
It also depended on the arcade that you went to, wherever you lived, or whatever one you went to. Like, sometimes they changed out the new games.
Yeah,
sometimes they stayed for a while.
NBA Jam never left.
Never left.
But
if there's an arcade going still, they probably have NBA Jam.
Yeah, I know some of the, what's the place in Philly that has it? Jack, there's a place in I think it's over by our old studios, like
I don't know, I'm not sure,
but Girard Avenue. But they have a bunch of the old school arcade games, and you go in there and you
sounds
drink.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, man, it's a great idea.
It's not the garage, is it?
I'm not sure. I've never actually been there, but I'm all for drinking and playing arcade games. That's for sure.
Sounds fun.
Let's go to Matt in Bristol. Go ahead, Matthew. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, I just wanted to talk to you, Johnny Marks, as a 36-year-old Jewish man.
Yes.
I want you to know that I don't think that you quite get it. I invite you to go down to the Holocaust Museum and see it, and you'll understand why Deshaun needs to go.
No, I do get it. Leader. No, but Matt, just let me stop here for a second. I do get it, and I think what Deshaun did is very serious. But what I'm saying is I live in the world of reality, and in reality, the Eagles aren't going to cut him. That's all that I was saying.
I get it, and I'm like as diehard as they come, just like all these other Yakus on here. But it's so hard for me. I can't root for the Eagles right now. I didn't believe his apology was sincere when he told me, as a Jewish man, I misunderstood him. And it's not just the Hitler quote. He was quoting Farrakhan for a week. It's not like this was just one incident.
I think this is less about Hitler and more about Farrakhan, to be honest with you.
Right, and I get it, but the fact that he continued, doubled down on it when he was originally challenged, gave an apology that, in my opinion, was completely absurd, and then today goes and likes the post, it just tells you that he doesn't get it, and there's no place for it. Now, let me preface that by saying Riley Cooper, from day one, should have been gone too, but bringing that up now has nothing to do with today's event, and we have to stop that mentality of, well, we can't do the right thing today because we didn't do the right thing yesterday. It's an absurd mentality. We have to do better than that.
Well, I do agree in theory that we need not to use one incident to make the decision on the other one, but it is a reality the Eagles are going to consider. I mean, that's you can't pretend that's not the truth. That is. That's part of this organization's decision-making. They made one decision, and now they either remain consistent in trying to work through it with a player, or they create a new precedent. I mean, he's still here, so my guess is he's going to remain here, unless he continues to be a bozo.
We'll see. Barcade is the name of the place that I was talking about with the bar and the arcade.
It sounds like a really
barcade,
good idea.
Imagine that. Like, yeah.
It seems like it couldn't fail. You have a bar, you have arcade games. People
sounds like
play.
A great idea.
It yeah. seems like an impossible failure of a
because you couldn't, obviously you couldn't. Could you drink at a arcade as a kid? Not you, but like
no,
your parents.
No.
Not you. I wasn't saying.
No, they didn't nobody. No, there's no alcohol. No, it was like.
Well, they were not paying a liquor license.
Jack, literally, like the two arcades that I went to, the one was which was called Challenges in the Willow Grove Park Mall. And then there was a place in the Village Mall in Hapro in Horsham called the Electric Eye. There's no alcohol.
Well, I don't know. I just didn't know if they were allowed. Like the parents just wanted to hang out. You know, the like Chuck E. Cheese.
Parents would just leave you there at the arcade. It was all kids in arcade.
Yeah, it was all kids.
Which arcades came back?
You could smoke cigarettes in there. Seriously.
Is that what 14-year-old Johnny was doing?
I was not smoking cigarettes in the arcade, but
could. What's the cutoff for arcades? Like, as a kid of the 80s, like, what's the age where you're like, you're too old?
High teens.
So, like, that's something you would do to your, like, 16?
I mean, it would just depend on the time. Yeah.
Yeah, high school. But when I was in college, I'd go home for the summer. We would go just, like, because it was, like, ridiculous that we were still going. I guess 18, 19. Then it's over.
So it's a franchise barcade. Andy Tom checks in. It's a franchise bar. They have them all over the country.
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea. All right, coming up, we have the Marks and Reese text line coming up next. Our Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, and we'll tell you about the Twitter question coming up in a little bit. But do I have a 60 Mark's Jewelers or
yes,
is it
yes,
the
yeah.
I do. All
yeah,
right.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. But hey, let's talk about Marks Jewelers for a second. Marks Jewelers is my jewelry store. All right. And when you think jewelry store, don't think about the place that's in the mall that's like, you know, 500 square feet. I'm talking about it like an arena, a huge place with a full bar, Marks Jewelers. It's amazing, truly amazing. And what do you get with that? Well, you get a great jewelry store. And you can go in there. Let's say that you're shopping for something for your wife for her birthday, right? Which I've done many times. For my mom for my birthday. You go in, have a beer, have a drink, and then kind of browse around. And right now, what Mark's Jewelers has going on is an amazing deal, right? Like, Mark's is offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. So you got to do it this month. But if you're looking to get engaged, diamond engagement ring. 5 years, no interest. So you can say like, all right, you know, I know I want to get engaged, but don't really have the money. You can do it interest-free right now by going to Mark's Jewelers right there in Montgomeryville on Route 309. 5 years, no interest program ends at the end of the month. So get your own fireworks this July with a fabulous diamond engagement ring from Mark's Jewelers. Go to their website, marks-jewelers.com. Tell them that I sent you. If you want to contact me by email or direct message on social media, I can actually set you up with my guy over at Mark's Jewelers. He's an expert. They're all experts, but my guy I'll set you up with. So get a hold of me via social media or check out Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Their website, once again, marks-jewelers.com. Marks and Reese, I just took my headphones and started putting them away, Joe.
Not yet.
We have a segment left.
Things are going
well. We can do a whole nother show. Talk about religion some more.
Fun stuff to talk about. The best part about this week is how light it's been.
Yeah, it's been really light radio.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
It's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's been quite the contrast between heavy stuff and Tom Hanks. And
what's your favorite video game?
Yeah. Johnny Depp news.
Yeah, we had to bring in the video game because we were doing Bible talk here earlier in the show, so we had to kind of mix it up.
You know, probably a good idea.
You know how I love Bible talk.
Well, we can't get once you start talking about it, you can't not.
Yeah.
Every day you come in, you're like, how can we work the Bible into the show today?
Yes, exactly. We're going to do rapid fire, more Bible talk tomorrow. All right, so you brought up Johnny Depp. Just wanted me to just do the daily update there, Fritz.
Yeah.
I don't know what you heard, but the thing I heard most recently was Johnny Depp was, you know, he's in the divorce trial with his soon-to-be ex-wife.
I think it's trending in that direction.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I don't
so.
Think they're getting back together.
So the latest accusation was they were speeding down the highway, and he was hanging the Yorkie out of the window. So the Yorkie allegedly pooped in the bed. That's what the wife said.
Sure.
And then he threatened to put it in the microwave, and then he was hanging the poor little Yorkshire Terrier out the window when they were speeding down the highway.
I stand by what I said the other day. The whole issue with the prank in the bed, he had it coming. Had it coming.
I think he had more than that coming. No, I mean, he had divorce coming, and, you know, there were other. What were some of the other accusations that we saw?
Well, she burned
cocaine and
she
whiskey.
Burned a cigarette mark into his cheek. There's another one that I saw.
Wow.
I think it's time for those two to go their separate ways.
Yeah.
Probably
the best thing that happened for both
of
them.
Yeah, she also took a picture, and I guess this is part of the proceedings. He had a pint of whiskey and four lines of cocaine for lunch, she said. She took a picture of his skull and crossbones pillbox.
Yeah, I could see how they had some issues if that's what was going on.
Yikes.
In the Depp household. All right, well, there you have it. We'll have another update for you tomorrow in between the Bible talk. That will do. Also, the Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. 5 years interest-free on all diamond rings. That includes diamond engagement rings, marks-jewelers.com. That's their website. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. They're open. Limited slot hours. Visit DelawarePark.com for details. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Text line.
Text line.
Please tell those intellectual heavyweights, John Marks and Joe Giglio, to stick with sports. John Lithgow is one of the most distinguished actors in the world. He's done 30 plays on Broadway, been nominated for 6 Tonys, winning one. He has been nominated for 2 Oscars and won Golden Globes and Emmys. Lithgow is easily as good as Hanks, if not better. If he doesn't get the roles Hanks gets, it's because he's more of a character actor and Hanks is a leading actor. Jim in South Philly.
Well, that,
yeah, well,
that's
the
kid.
End. Yes, you could have just left it with the end that you said.
And look, I like a good Broadway show, but I don't care about Tony Awards. So let's not bring them into this. Come on.
And by the way, you're a loser for knowing that much about John Lithgow. How about that? Go ahead, Jack.
Classic crap sheet. Didn't say anything. What a joke. Howard and Delco.
And Howard is coming up next with Vince Quinn.
Riding with the King.
Yeah, we had Rap Sheet on, and he said what was consistent with what Adam Kaplan said and some other insiders, that this is not over with DeSean Jackson, and what happens from here really depends on what DeSean does going forward.
Yeah, maybe put your phone down, DeSean.
I agree.
Soccer isn't boring. You just don't get it. Every single soccer fan.
They all texted at once?
Yeah,
they all did.
Including my cousin John, the other John Marks.
The fraud John.
Is he a soccer guy?
Soccer John Marks.
Soccer coach, high school soccer coach. And also, just like the growing up, you know, I'd see him a couple times a year because he's Jersey John. He's from Jersey. But it's like I'm talking Phillies and Eagles and whatever, and he's Mr. Soccer. But as he's gotten older now, he listens to the show, and he's a big fan of all the sports. But, yeah, sorry, I watched the Union game today, and I support the Union. I want the Union to win. It's great that they're back. I was bored out of my freaking mind.
1-0.
They ended up winning the
big
game,
win.
So congrats. Yes, good.
Pat from Payfair does not properly represent me or my undying allegiance to Emperor Flip-Flop. Oh, wait, screw Flip-Flop. Long live Pat from Payfair. Matt from Mayfair.
Oh, he's back.
Is he still protesting outside the building over our week here?
No, he sent me a selfie today on.
I got the same.
You got the same thing.
Yeah.
You guys are getting selfies from Matt and Mayfair?
Listen, I don't.
What is going on?
Joe, we're very open with our audience here on the Marks and Reese show.
Yes,
I'm
Matt.
I'm just wondering why I didn't get the selfie from Matt and Mayfair.
I think it's pretty obvious why you didn't get one, Joe Giglio.
Hey Jack, off! I'm an eagle. You're a nobody, Nate from Nebraska.
Best one.
I still don't know if it's Gary or Jerry. How come I can never figure that out? It's like GIF or GIF. I don't know if GIF is the right thing to say or GIF. I don't know if it's Nate Jerry or Nate Gary.
You know
what is it?
You know what's not good about this?
What?
He's their best linebacker. We don't know how to pronounce his name.
That's not good.
Not good.
I agree.
Top overrated actor? How about Elliot Shore Parks? He's just not convincing enough as an Eagles beat reporter. His talents are more suited for, let's say, the Dallas Cowboys. Now that's a role he was born to play. He'd be a star. Scott from Delco.
And I actually saw today General Chuckles, who we haven't heard from in a while, was tearing into Elliot on Twitter.
Very disappointing from Trump.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
He was accusing Spike of nepotism for hiring him as the Eagles beat reporter.
And nepotism?
Yes, that because Elliott's dad is somehow involved with Syracuse, and that's where Spike went to school.
Seemed like a stretch.
Seems like a lot.
A little bit of a stretch. I think he just hired the right guy, and that's Elliott.
Yeah, he's our insider.
Damn right. All right, let's go take some phone calls before we get out of here. Chris in Pensauken. Chris, what's up, man?
What's up, boys?
How are you?
Good, man. Perkins needs to. He's nothing but a loudmouth blowhard, dude.
He totally is.
I mean, God, he just wakes up miserable and looks to just pick something
he's
out.
He's funny, so. Though. I'll give him that.
He should shut his pie hole. JoJo just said exactly what you guys said. He just said he's not comfortable. He wasn't complaining. He didn't trust other people not staying in their rooms because he's going to have his girl and all his PlayStation games, and that's where he's going to be.
Well, that's what I want it to be. Stay in his room, stay healthy, and let's go play some basketball.
Yeah, and as far as Dijak, hey, we knew when we first drafted him, guys, Andy Reid had to go out and talk to the dude. He listens to a different bell, and now we're stuck with him. It was a horrible thing he said, and he doubled down, and now I get it. I don't dislike the guy. I just got to tolerate him for 16 weeks, and you know he's not coming back. There's just no shot, shape, or form that's going to happen. And my two arcade games growing up, at Dip's Ice Cream Parlor, they used to know if I was there that day because the top 10 could put their initials up there. It was Defender and Asteroids, man. And I would love
Defender's
to get back to those
great
days,
one.
Man. Remember when you fell off your bike and you didn't wear a helmet, you scraped your knee and your neighbor said put spit on it. You weren't wearing a helmet. Helmet, shoulder pads, knee pads, a mouthpiece. This new era, they're not soft. It's just different.
Yes,
and
it is.
You guys keep me sane, man, because sometimes you're on it. And then sometimes you can admit you're acting like a bunch of jackasses. I love you guys. Have a blessed day.
Thank
and as
you.
Always, go Birds.
All right, Chris. Yeah, when I take my kids out to either scooter or do the bike, the scooter, they're in knee pads, elbow pads, shin guards, helmet.
They're all ready. They're good. Not getting hurt if they fall off.
But it is
different, yeah.
I was 7 years old, and, you know, I come home, my chin. I flew over my handlebars of my bike, and I busted my chin up. You know, my mom put a Band-Aid on it and said, go back outside.
It doesn't work that way anymore.
No, it does. It'd be like, oh, my God, call the doctor. These freaking kids. All right, coming up next is Vince Quinn. Is Vince Quinn riding with the king tonight?
Aaron Erskine.
No way.
Yeah, buddy.
I can't wait for this drive home tonight.
I will be locked in. Vince Quinn and the king.
Nothing says good sports radio like Vince and the king. That's coming up next, and then Vince will take you through the rest of the evening. We're back tomorrow on a Friday. Is it going to be a DeSean Jackson free Friday?
I hope.
I hope so, too. Everybody have a good night. See you.